Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we react to an Eagles loss yesterday, 33-16, but didn't even feel that close because they were down bigger. Let's talk to the guy that was on the call yesterday down in Tampa, and we've had too many of these games down in Tampa that look similar to yesterday. Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning.
Morning. I thought you had me on to talk about the Phillies today.
You know what? I'd rather talk about that because I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
Merrill.
It was a rough one yesterday.
I'm excited for them too, but I do feel disappointed in the way the Eagles performed yesterday. It was bad from the get-go. It's just awful. One of the worst games they've played in years. However, before we all start jumping off bridges, they are 2-2, and there are still 15 regular season games to go. And all I can say is, thank goodness this is the bye week.
Yes, well, Merrill, you know, sometimes you look at the schedule before the season and you say, you know, that's kind of an early bye. At least that's what I said, right? Because you kind of would rather met more in the middle of the season. But to your point, Merrill, they could use it right now because they need to get their star players, specifically their two wide receivers, back on the field after the break to have a chance here to right this ship. And I think that the schedule gives them a chance to do it. But, Merrill, I agree with you. The bye is coming at the right time for them.
Yeah, it does. And I felt as you felt, that maybe November or close to December would be good because that's when a team needs a rest and needs to get guys back. But for this team, without A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson, I mean, they really need to get these guys back.
They do. Merrill, yesterday got off to a bad start, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. I'm curious your thoughts on how they used Saquon yesterday. And, you know, you look at the box score, you watch the game in the beginning, you're like, get him the ball, right? He's the one guy that's capable right now on the offense of breaking it. I also empathize, at least in this part, with Nick Sirianni. They didn't have the ball much early in the game to get it to him. Did you think they got the ball to Saquon enough yesterday, or did you think it was understandable based on how the game went?
Well, I do think that is a definite factor. And I thought early in the game when they gave the ball to Saquon, they were stacking him up pretty well. They were playing Saquon. And they had to go in other directions. It's just a shame that they haven't been able to get the other wide receivers like Jahan Dotson in the game and involved downfield, not just the little check down passes. But it did not go well, and it was frustrating to see a team down 24-0 and having, what were they, almost 250 yards of offense to nothing at one point. Now, I will say this. They did fight back. They had a good drive before the half. They had a chance. They got within 24-14. They had a chance to come back into this game, and then the turnover killed them, and then once again Tampa Bay was marching down. And I said, kiddingly, of course, at the beginning of the game that I think that what happened was Baker Mayfield that Tom Brady came down before the game, took Baker Mayfield's number six and sent Mayfield back up to the broadcast booth because he really did put together a Brady-like performance.
Yeah, that was a pretty good run by Baker. But speaking of Baker, I want to talk about that defense, Mary. How much do you think the weather or the heat played a factor into the way that the defense played?
Well, I think it plays a factor, but both teams are on the field. Both teams are weathering the same weather. It was hot. It was humid. They lost guys with cramps. It was a tough situation, but that happens. You go through that during the preseason, and you go down when you play in Florida in September or October. That's something that can happen. You have to be prepared for it. And it's not a valid excuse, Hugh. There was no pass rush, but then again, the way that Mayfield was operating that offense, he barely touched the ball and let it go. It was such a quick strike offense, a lot of short passes, that the defense never had a chance to come up with a prolific pass rush. But the thing that also bothered me, I think they were fundamentally unsound. I thought the tackling was poor. At one time, they knocked over a guy holding the stick on the sideline, and I said that was the first time they've hit anybody all day. But the tackling was not good. It's not.
Well, it wasn't, Merrill. Unfortunately, it wasn't. And you mentioned it. So 18 missed tackles yesterday, Merrill. I don't know how they fixed this. I know a lot of people say, well, they don't hit in training camp anymore. They don't do many preseason games and reps. So this is kind of the reality of the first month of the season. And maybe that's true, Merrill. But if that's the case, I need to see them tackle better when they come out of the bye, because it's not early anymore. But once we see them again, it's going to be week six. They need to fix this.
But you know what gives me hope is that the whole league is doing this. Everybody's up and down. I mean, there are a couple of teams like Minnesota that are shocking people, and I think Washington is way better than we thought they would be going into the season. But every week, somebody is knocked off. But Minnesota, who thought they would be that good? And Pittsburgh finally lost yesterday. And Baltimore started 0-2, and now they look like they've righted their ship. And Buffalo was tremendous last week and terrible yesterday.
It's an up-and-down league. It really
is
week to week.
It's an up-and-down league. And you know what? 10-7 may win the division.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree. I think 10 wins gets it done. Hopefully they can get there. They're going to have a big one coming out of the bye with Cleveland. Merrill, appreciate you hopping on and giving us some positivity on a day we certainly could use some. Thank you,
appreciate
Merrill.
Appreciate you.
Okay, see you guys.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, who joins us every Monday. Before we go back to yelling and screaming about stuff that is frustrating, but ultimately it's just a game, we want to wish condolences. We found out just a little while ago that Dikembe Mutombo, the former Sixer and great center in the NBA with the Nuggets and the Hawks, he passed away. He was at the age of 58. I know you got to know, or you at least met Dikembe before.
Yeah, I met him a few times because him and my son Hugh and Ryan went to school together for a little while, man, and they were friends. And I got a chance to meet him. He was a good dude, man. Really good dude.
Everyone says that. I was a big fan when I was a kid. He was a fun player and a great defensive center. So rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo, who was part of the Sixers for a little bit. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
What's going on?
Derek, yeah, well, listen. You know, the team stinks right now. You know what's going on. What do you feel?
Listen. All I'm going to say is, man, it's supposed to be Philly, man. Like, they don't look good right now. But we went down there without, like, Three of our top three players weren't with us. Lane Johnson, Devontae, AJ. Like, they look bad right now, but we got a lot of games left, man. I wouldn't fire Sirianni right now after a 2-2 start. We can easily be 3-1 easy. You know what I mean?
You're right, and I can't argue they could be 3-1 if not for a play here, a play there. If the Saints defenders don't run into each other last week, though, they're 1-3. Like, that's how.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing.
Well, listen, The thing with Jalen Hurts, right? I hear everybody calling in and say he's a $250 million man. That's just what the market is, right? You look around the league, bro, there are so many mediocre $250 million quarterbacks, right?
Agreed.
We just happen to have one, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we give guys money, and we say, oh, he's supposed to do this and do that. It don't always work out like that. Jalen Hurts, he just be having some untimely turnovers, man. That is so – like, yesterday we had a chance, but once he had that strip sack, I turned it off.
Kissed the baby.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like people be like, oh, he got all this money and da-da-da-da-da. But that's just the market.
Yeah, we need to let that go.
No, but we can't let that go. No, Derek, we appreciate it. It's a good phone call. We can't let that go.
I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
We can't, but that's the whole team is based around him.
It's based around him and the talent that they've put around him.
Right, but once they paid him, and I know Howie's good with the cap, but once you allocate that much to him, naturally, you're going to have less to spend on defense.
That's why you have to go win it. Why do you think they went out? Okay, let's handle this like adults. I know this is probably going to be hard.
WIP,
let's handle this like
an
adult.
What are you talking about?
They went out in the offseason. They got rid of a pretty serviceable running back, and they went out and paid for a better one.
Yes, they did.
Because they put more talent around Jalen because they felt like that was the one that we needed.
So they did that.
They needed to go get a better running back.
But I'm gonna speak to something you've been preaching for a while. Where have they gone cheap since they started paying the offensive guys?
The defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be able to carry them while the defense goes through its growing pains. I'm going to steal... But he's not capable. Like you know what I'm looking at? A puzzle where the pieces don't fit together. If you're going to have a young defense that's going to have its up and downs, you need to score a lot of points on offense. They're a middle-of-the-pack offense with a very highly paid quarterback. This doesn't add up.
This is the problem right now that I see. You didn't have your top guys, and it looks like your quarterback is not progressing the way that you want him to. Not saying that's the case.
No, it is the case.
No, it's not. He didn't have his top two receivers. This is not excuses, people, because I know people in the car right now are mad at me, talking about, damn it, Hugh, you're making excuses. I'm not. He didn't have his two top receivers, and he didn't have his tackle. And Todd Bowles went out there and made him look average. He made him look very average.
I agree with you. I think we have to come to the realization that he's just playing average. I mean, that's the way he's played for a while now. And you said this, and I agree with you. You can win with an average quarterback.
You can. You can win with Jalen. I think you can win with Jalen.
But you need a lot around him. And right now, they don't have the defensive pieces around him. They don't have the coach around him. Obviously, yesterday they had some injuries around him, which added. It made the whole thing worse than it was. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. Your reaction to yesterday, I think the biggest issue was Sirianni. We're at the point now where, you know, so we just had Derek say why he doesn't want to fire him. Can anyone give me a real reason to keep him? Like, I just keep hearing, like, excuses for why we shouldn't fire him. What's the point of keeping him?
You talking about the coach?
The coach! What does he bring to the table?
I felt like...
We're 2-2.
Again...
2-2? They're also 3-8 in their last 11.
Okay. We need to stop. This is a new season. I know you can't. I'm trying to help you out. This is not me making excuses. Stop that. Stop looking at me like that, Kyle. Please. I'm trying to bring some adulthood, some grown folks.
I don't want any of that today.
I'm trying to tell you. We're 2-2.
Monday after a loss.
We're 2-2. If you would have asked when we were making all these predictions about the season, if we were 2-2 in the bye, would you be okay with that? Both of you guys were.
No, but the context matters, dude. We just got waxed.
Dude, it was hot.
That was a disgrace.
Oh, get hot!
Oh, Hugh.
Get out. We're done. 215-592-9494. We'll get Big Hugh's breakdown of the defense at 11:30. What he saw from a unit that had a no-show. Plus, we had an all-time bad Eagles social media weekend. I mean, these guys, they're just trying to one-up each other. I don't even know what the worst one was. The linebacker not playing, who's tweeting about the other team. The corner who got cooked.
Accountability.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He ain't on the accountability thread no more.
No, they kicked him right off. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off NFL Week 4 slate with a chance for a big win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, you get started with $200 of bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.